G'day, how are you? Sorry. Don't work at the moment. Just run to the truck, just talk on the phone.
That's it. You still have a life outside of maths. How has it been at work on the site, juggling the fact that on average 1.2 million people are tuning in to watch you every night, yet you're still earning a crust?
I know, yeah. A few people watch it apparently, but yeah, no, I'm just back at work. I've been back at work since I got back to the experiment a while ago, so just business as usual down here and that, but it's going good.
Is there good banter around the workplace? Are they ripping into you?
Oh, yeah, hey. Hey, that's the best bit of it, but I'm having heaps of fun with it.
On average, 1.2 mil are actually watching each episode every night, which is just phenomenal. But at this point, are producers telling couples to zip it? I mean, we're still tuning in, but everybody's got bloody loose lips.
I know. Look, I reckon that's probably the biggest shame of this season. I mean, it seems like every spoiler's out in the media. You know, you can't open a magazine without having something spoiled for you. So I guess, we're under contract that we're not meant to talk to anyone, which is, you know, fine by me, but all my castmates seem to be just going around bloody whispering everyone's ear, telling everyone what's going on, which is a shame, but what do you do?
Oh, well, you might as well join him. Josh, give us something good.
Give us something good. Well, okay, well, I've got a baby due in July. That's going around.
Oh, where?
And Michael's as bad in person as he is on the show.
Mate, that's not a rumour. That's fact. Everybody else we've spoken to this season, and from what we've seen on TV, pretty much backed that one in.
There you go.
At the dinner party, are you just thinking, God, I don't want to have to sit next to this?
Oh, they kept saying, look, I got along with everyone on that show except for him. Like, you know, we've had toothbrush scandals, bloody cheating, and I'll tell you what, just listening to that bloke's bloody talk was... It's bad enough, like, just being in the same room. I don't know what he was saying half the time. His accent changed after every beer he had. But,
you could see that. That was evident from the bloody Bucks night. I turned to my housemate that first episode and went, nah, I'm out.
He just, mate, he wouldn't know a hard day's work if it bloody hit him over the head with a whiffle ball bat. He was just arrogant. He just never let you get a word, and he just thought it was bloody, another cool than the other side of everyone's pillow. Yeah, he was just a wanker. Sorry, I don't have to say that word on radio.
A lot flies in drive. Now, I was going to tell you about, because obviously filming has finished now, but, you know, for us, the viewers, we're about halfway through the experiment. Even though it's still playing out on TV and you're still working through your relationship with Kathy, which all of Australia is invested in, are you actually getting women sliding into your DMs? I mean, you know, the experiment hasn't even finished yet.
Yeah, look, there is a few, you know. Most of them just say, you know, here if you need, or something worked out with what's the name on here and that. But that's just a bit overwhelming, you know. Yeah. I've got something like 70,000 followers, and I don't know 69,950 of them. So I'm just trying to stay away from it. You know, me and Kath are expecting a baby. Like, come on, people.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Do you have the freedom within the series to do things outside of having a camera shoved in your face? How much downtime, or can you just phone your family at any time? Because I was watching the series and being invested in the series. That's the one thing I always think. Do you just have that moment where you can call home without a camera in your face?
Yes, you can call home and all that. So we usually get a schedule. So we'll have a wake up time that we have to, you know, do our wake up scenes, and then a go to bed scenes, and then I think it's usually like a Tuesday and a Wednesday that's dinner party and commitment ceremony. We usually get the weekends off. However, we're not allowed to socialise with other couples or anything like that. That all needs to be saved for the dinner party. Yeah. So you're just with your wife all day. Now, I could be hanging out with bloody, you know, Adam Sandler all day, and if I'm hanging with him every day, sooner or later you're gonna have an argument, you know. Yeah. So I was asking, I'm like, can I go do some volunteer work or something? And it was just, yeah, that's the hardest thing, just not being able to like kind of have any interactions in person with other people. But as for phone calls and that, you know, that's still fine to do.
I mean, how romantic is that? You're being told when to wake up, when to go to bed. I mean, that's just romance, right?
Well, most of the day, me and Kathy were already up. You know, we'd go for a coffee and a few hash browns, and then we'd have to come home, hop in our pyjamas and hop into bed and pretend to wake up. It was the most awful thing I've ever done in my life.
This is why we were so keen to talk to you all season, because you just are just one of the guys. You just seem so relatable, and it's just refreshing to have someone like you on our TV screens for this series, mate. Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we get to chat to you before the end of the season.
Yeah, guys, call up whenever, no dramas. Appreciate you having me on.